Morning, everyone. A little taste of Rashi before Shabbat Kodesh. The pasuk says, "Vinei Hashem nitzav alav ayomer ani Hashem alei Avraham avicha velei Yitzchak aretz asher ata shachov alei alecha etnena lezarecha." Sorry, that's different pasuk than I wanted to quote. Different pasuk. When Yaakov is talking to Lavan, he says, "Lulei Elohei avi Elohei Avraham ufachad Yitzchak ayali ki ata reikam shelachtani et ani v'et yagia kapai ra'a Elohim v'yachach amesh." Yaakov says, you know, I don't have to worry about you. Hashem is going to take care of me because he's Elohei Avraham ufachad Yitzchak. The God of Avraham and the dread of Yitzchak. Rashi comments, he says, why does he say ufachad Yitzchak? It should have said Elohei Yitzchak. Lo ratza lomar Elohei Yitzchak. She'ena kadosh baruch hu miyachet shmo ala tzadikim b'chayayim. Yaakov didn't want to say Elohei Yitzchak because there's a rule that you don't say Elohei about somebody unless they are already passed away. And since Avraham had passed away, you could say Elohei Avraham. But Yitzchak was still alive. But wait a second, Rashi points out, but Hashem himself called himself Elohei Yitzchak as he was talking to Yaakov on his way out of Be'er Sheva. That was because Yitzchak, his eyes had dimmed. And as Rashi told us in the previous parasha, when Yitzchak's eyes dimmed, when a person is blind, it's like they are already dead. So it was okay to call himself, Hashem, Elohei Yitzchak, but Yaakov nityarei lomar Elohei v'amar v'fachad. But Yaakov, that didn't impress him. In other words, Yaakov didn't want to think of his father as being dead, so he said upachad instead of Elohei. Now the Siftei Chachamim point out that in next week's parashah in Vayishlach, Yaakov does say Elohei Yitzchak, even though Yitzchak is still alive. So Siftei Chachamim answers, no, that's because he's quoting Hashem. When he's quoting Hashem, then he says Elohei Yitzchak just like Hashem had said it. But a little bit difficult. Shabbat Shalom.